We are joined by Attorney Jeff O'Brien with our weekly Three and Out segment. Three topics, usually about sports. Jeff lays them out. We chit-chat about them. Let's get started. I know what the first one is, about a young lady who is the best women's basketball player ever when you take into consideration what she has done for her sport. CeCe, the real CeCe, not Chris Carter, Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I mean, I go so far, Bob, I think at this very moment, I think she is the most popular athlete in America. No question.
I don't think that's a stretch.
I mean, it's every day you see this, right? This one, you know, a week ago she made Saturday Night Live funny again. That's an accomplishment. But here's an even bigger accomplishment. According to I think it was the CEO of Fanatics, you know, that pumps out all the jerseys for all the teams. Caitlin Clark's jersey sales since Monday, when she was picked a week ago, when she was picked by the Indiana Fever at number one. Her jersey sales have exceeded the jersey sales of any number one draft pick in any sport ever.
My gosh. You know, and it, well, first of all, if you have a little girl or you're a young girl, you've never had a real athlete that you can wear a jersey for. Yeah, you can wear got one for a football or baseball player, but you got to figure that a lot of them are going not, but this is one where guys will wear her shirt too, not just girls.
Right. I have seen guys walking around with Iowa Hawkeyes Caitlin Clark t-shirts on here just recently. I mean, she is the real deal. And yeah, so she has, not only did she, you know, score more points than any human being ever in NCAA history, now she's selling more jerseys than any draft pick, male or female, in history. So really cool story that she just, I mean, everybody loves Caitlin Clark.
Now, the money in the WNBA, it's horrible what they get paid, but she's expected to make eight figures, you know, so 10 million or more, well, probably more just with endorsements, right? I mean, she's one who doesn't have to go overseas to play.
Yeah.
Although she'll get huge dough if she does.
Yeah, she will make more money in endorsements. You would think, though, you know, all, you know, this disparity between the WNBA and NBA in salaries all has to do largely with the TV contract, right? So you'd think, let's just see what happens here. You've got Caitlin Clark, you've got Angel Reese, you've got, you know, Paige coming out next year. They may end. I would be shocked with, given how the women's tournament overshadowed the men's this year. I'd have a hard time believing that the interest isn't going to continue with these individuals into the WNBA. I don't think we're going to get the multi-million dollar deals that the NBA players get. I'm not saying that, but I think that number will come up on salary. But you're right. The endorsements and stuff are going to make it up for her. And that's actually going to lead into our second story.
Well, before we get into the second story, the second item, I do think the first game she plays in the WNBA is going to be massive in terms of how many people are interested. But I think the interest will start to fall off unless that she leads this team to the WNBA championship. But it's not as big. I don't think people care as much as they do when she's in college. I really don't. And I think she's going to be going up. There's going to be a lot of jealousy against her by other players that are in the league already.
Well, there was one team I saw that was already – They had switched arenas for the game against Indiana. I forget which team it was. It went in
really,
so that they can sell more tickets.
Well, it's that's smart to do because they will. I mean, she will sell a lot of tickets when she goes around the country. But I just don't see people getting as whipped up about her as a pro than they did. We'll see. That's college. All right, item two.
Another Caitlin Clark story.
Cool.
Can you tell that I'm a fan, Bob?
Jeez, you get your jersey on?
Yeah, not quite. Speaking of the endorsement money, the rumor is that she, you know, Caitlin Clark had a shoe deal with, or had a deal with, an endorsement deal with Nike during her time at Iowa, and now she's negotiating a new deal that's supposedly eight figures, and she will have her own branded shoe. So we're now into, she's getting like shoe contracts now. So yeah, she won't have to worry about her WNBA salary. It's going to be like, you know, spare change considering what she's going to make in endorsements. So yes, coming soon, the Caitlin Clark shoe, and she's going to make a boatload of money.
Well, good for her. You know what? Because she seems very pleasant. She doesn't seem like a jerk. She doesn't have tendencies of some of the other young ladies who came out into the WNBA draft. I'm not saying Angel Reese by any means, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway.
But that's Angel's brand. You know,
that's just her. But you know what? And we talked about this off the air. The Timberwolves, the Lynx, they don't get it. They don't understand that they should be going after the marquee players. Like Angel, they could have, if they stayed at 7, they had the 7th pick, they traded it, they could have had Angel Reese. And that's much better than this Pilly kid they took. I don't care that she's a Pac-12 player of the year. Nobody that's not mainstream, you know, women's college basketball has a clue who she is. So I just think they should have gone after a marquee player.
BD Chess, they're gonna have a lousy year, and they're going to get the number one pick, and they're going to bring Paige Beckers home next year.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens. All right. Item 3.
Since we've had a few weeks here continuing on women's sports, you should mention here big news last week, the Biden administration, the Department of Education, overhauled Title IX, which has been the basis for women's sports for generations now. They didn't go as far as allowing biological men to compete with women, but they've got them in the locker rooms and competing for scholarships and everything else. So not a great thing for women's sports to see some of those changes to Title IX.
Where are the women who fought so hard for Title IX to get some sort of equality for women? Why? I don't understand why they're mute. I mean, you got the Riley Gaines, who's a swimmer, has been outspoken about it. Martina Navratilova had some comments about it. She's not a fan. But, I mean, for the most part, they could put an end to this. What are they afraid of? I don't know,
Bob, but I do like the current athletes speaking out. I saw some video, I think it was last week. There was a track and field meet, and it was a shot put competition, and there was a transgender woman, you know, biological male, competing, and the women just walked out. Said, we're not going to compete. We're not doing this. And they just walked away.
And that's what, you know, okay, Jeff, to be very clear, you have a right. If you're transgender, you absolutely have the right to be transgender. You know, if you identify as a woman, fine. But you, in sports, it's different to me.
Right.
You know, because there are biological advantages if you were born a guy. I mean, I use that, who was that swimmer? I mean, not even a top 100 swimmer and became setting records as a woman.
Yeah. Leah Thomas.
But, I mean, it's this is what it's going to take of other athletes saying, nope, we're not going to do it. And you can't force them to do it.
When you have Caitlyn Jenner saying it shouldn't happen, right?
Yes.
And, I mean, could you have a better authority on should biological males compete with women in sports than Caitlyn Jenner? And Caitlyn Jenner says, no, it's not fair.
Yeah, so I'd say that's a pretty good person to be making that comment.
Yeah, I think Caitlyn Jenner is a pretty good authority on the subject.
Although, imagine what the age group track and field that Caitlyn Jenner would be, the numbers she put up, the record she would break in her age group category. My God. At the time, the best decathlon athlete in history, probably the most celebrated, most well-known, right?
Yeah, no question.
You know, so I would take Caitlyn Jenner's word for it. But also, World Athletics a few weeks ago said, nope, you're not going to compete if you are a biological male. And so, I mean, that's something. But again, in high schools, if you want to compete, if you're a biological male and you identify as a woman, you can compete against girls. And I mean, as the father of, well, I've got sons and daughters, but it is a competitive disadvantage. You can't convince me otherwise. You can certainly convince me that they have a right to do, you know, to identify as a girl. That's fine. I don't care about that.
In some sports, Bob, depending on the level of physicality, it puts female athletes at risk of bodily harm, and that's not okay.
It does, and it also is costing some female athletes scholarships because they're not getting a chance to show. I mean, they're not dominant against other women. They're taking a back seat to guys.
Yeah, and absolutely it is. And it's now what this rule change does, it actually allows for they're now competing with these transgender athletes for scholarships.
Well, I mean, this is what you get when you get Joe Biden, and we'll leave it at that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. The BS Show. Be right back.